So today, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll do more Chazara, and we'll do Chumash, and then we'll daven Mincha. That's Mincha, some people Ma'ariv maybe. Okay, and we'll go from there. Okay, so we got up to question 8, the first page of the Chazara questions. Hey, Chiddush HaRav Yoav, Inin Yesh Talisos Harbei, so if you have many talisim, right? I always quote from Rav Scheinberg. He had many talisim, and he put tzitzis on each one. So we saw yesterday the chiddush of the Bala Iter, that the Bala Iter says that you only have to put tzitzis on every beged, only if it's a chovas mono. If it's a chovas gavra, it's sufficient one talis to put tzitzis on, and then you can have 20 without tzitzis. We don't assume like that. We assume like we're Scheinberg's, that if you wear 100 begadim that require tzitzis, you put even tzitzis on each one. So we saw that now the Rav Yah on page 11, going over to page 12, also says, look on page 12. Yesha Pascu the Titsis Chovas Talasu. Vachem Allah Bashas Tikuno Lasas Titsis. Right, so we hold Titsis. So he also, the Ravio is also from the Shita that it's a Chovas Mana, not a Chovas Gavra. But he says, Rova Gona Pascu Talas Chovas Gavra. Right, we saw that in the Rif and the Rambam. And then at the end of the paragraph, he says, "Im yesh lo harbe talisos, lemando merchovas gavra enu matil ella leechat, lemando merchovas talis matilu mekulam." So he says, "Mamish the same thing that the Bala Iter said." That same chiddush that was yesterday in the Bala Iter, we see today in the Rav Yoh. So it's two chidushim, because one chidush is how you paskin. He happens to paskin like the unconventional shita. So therefore, the maisa, he would say you have to put on every beged also, but that's only because he paskins chovas mana. But if you hold chovas gavra, he says that you have to put only on one beged. Wow, that's a tremendous chidush. Because again, the what we call the conventional wisdom, as Rabbi Wilbur says, is Rabbi Wilbur says is what is that it's that we pass the Chovas Gavra, and Chovas Gavra also requires every tzitzis that you have. The Chovas Gavra that's on that tzitzis, because they were assuming Chovas Gavra is like you have to be yotze your Chovas Gavra, so. So you yotze. How many times you have to be yotze? You did it. But not that every talis has it. So that's the sheet of talis. But that's how he says. Okay. Now we're up to question 9. Tein divrei ha-marshal. Nogei lebedikas hatzitzis shekoflim hatalis. So he says to look in the Bach. He says like this. Kosov Marshal is on page 15, on the top line in the Bach, on the top right. In other words, minig is to check the tzitzis. So now, normally people check the tzitzis when they're putting it on. He's saying when you put it back in the zekel, you should check the tzitzis. What's the shot in that? So, because of Marshal, Yesh Lev Machmir and Livdok Hatzitzis, Afil Shakofle Matalis, Mishum, Mishmos Hovakli Klufso Chayv Betzitzis.
Yesh posim kimosa. Whereas it says if you hold that it's a din in chovas mana, if you hold it's a din in chovas mana, so then that means when it's in the drawer, it's chayiv in tzitzis. So he would the tzitzis when he put it back in the taliset. Because maybe while he was using the tzitzis, something pulled off. You know, sometimes you have these chairs, you know, the tzitzis could get, you know, caught on the thing, and then you stand up, it could, you know, snap or whatever, whatever. So while you're using it, you could get it messed over. So you might think, so what's the big deal? I'm not wearing it now, but if you hold it to chovas mana, so then there's a chova even when it's in the... even when it's in the thing. So therefore, he paskins that that you should check your tzitzis when you're putting it away. Aval ha'alfasi kosa v'adu Shmuel leisa, but the Rif paskin doesn't hold like Shmuel. He holds it's chovas gavra. So then what's the big deal? You know, you'll have to know when you're going to put it on. But in other words, but while it's in the talizekel, it's butter. If you have zayin near enough and lived up hatzitzes, shof koflin also umachzlin also they shechas kasa baduk. No, he says hey, he has a different shot. The Bach says that when you're putting it away, it was when you're putting it on in the morning, you're in a rush. You want to, you know, they're davening. You know, you catch up with them. You know, but might as well, he says, saves you time that when you're putting it away, it can be boydik now. Not because of Chovas Mana, but Chovas Gavra. This way, it's a chazaka that it's kosher. So then, when you want to use it in the morning, you won't have to be boydik it. Because it was already nivdak from before, and what could happen while it's in the talizek, right? It's muchsok that it's okay. Nochem levduk hatzitzes kishchovler so what's nino so ishech haskasa baduk razei tzarch lachzul lebadkol kishchovzer lebavoshem kibo pesachin shal shkita. Hey, Mr. Kasavdi el b'simus ches siv ches. So that is the marshal says his vort and the Bach doesn't agree with him, but he says, maybe, but it's a kedai thing to do anyway, because it'll save you time in the morning. And let's see. So that's the Bach. And then we quoted a pre-Megadim. Let's take a look on page 17. Ein tas ein bach drisha the same mark rashal mech yesh mach mirim liv dok tzitzis beis hana chasam bekis yishvuro uchein tas ravon that goes maimini v'bach chasa shiroi lasos kein pen lamachar yishkach mi liv dok and the Bach says that you should do it because you might forget in the morning. Aloya Panay, he spoke al Shalesmo, Aimashuk Safti, all over to page 18. Osir Aleph, Ayain Simtezvav, Vade Roik Shatzitis, Betsuyim Beir, Shalola Hasir, Bebeged Lebeged, Loch Shlam Lamanda Omar, Likifso Chayav Betsitis. In other words, he's saying that. Say you have extra pairs of talasim in the drawer. So if you want to take from one tzitzis and put it on the other tzitzis, he says you shouldn't do that because because you're going to take off from this baguette, and now this baguette's not going to have tzitzis. So in other words, you should be choshesh that kli kifs kufsa is chayef. Yeah. In other words, if you live in a city where you can't get tzitzis so well, so often, so then what are you going to do? You should make sure just the ones that you're wearing have the tzitzis on it. But if you're in a city that you can be provided with multiple tzitzis, so then you should be conscious that even the tzitzis that are you keeping in the drawer, you should put tzitzis, because that's the man d'amar that kli kufsa is chayim tzitzis. Wow. So that's the Prima Gadim. Okay, good. Then page 10. Vayera inyan shel idan rischa. So let's take a look. In the Gemara, in Menachos HaMem Aleph HaMem Aleph, on the first page here. Yeah. So look on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, on the middle of the page where it says Leimim Sayele Kasidim Have you shown them Kevin She Argu Ba Shalosh Hayumatilim Ba Tchelis. So what does that mean? That as soon as they would what? As soon as they would sell a garment big enough, they would put tzitzis in. Shani Hasidim Mahri and Afshay, Kliga the Malacha, the Malacha Ashkader of Tina, the Mechse Sedina. He saw that Tina was covering himself with a linen garment. Amalek Katina Katina, Sedina Bekaita. There was in the summer you're wearing linen. Visarbala Mesifsa. And in the fall, you're wearing what? Starbala. It's a round garment, Rashi says. So it doesn't have dalet kamfos. So then when are you going to ever put on tzitzis? Because Chazal, we said, midaraisa, a beged of linen is chayiv in tzitzis, but Rabbanan took away because they're afraid that you're going to wear it at night. Because tzitzis, again, the string of the tchelis is not only a din in the color, but it's a din in the material. So, but we know that essay do chalosa se. So we, essay do chalosa se. So he said, what are you going to do? When are you going to ever put on tzitzis? In the summer, people wear linen. But linen, midrabanan, they took away the mitzvah. Because linen is going to be essay dochalosa said, we're afraid that you're going to be wearing it in a case where you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah essay, and then you're going to do the aveira without getting the mitzvah essay. And in the fall, you're not wearing a four-quarter belga. So when are you going to do the mitzvah? Amalei shisu asei. So he says, are we punished for a mitzvah, not doing a mitzvah's essay? Not doing an aveira, I'm just not doing the mitzvah. So what's the big deal? Then when Hashem is angry, there's a time of Midas Hadin, then he punishes people also for what? For not doing mitzvah's essay. Not only for aveiras that they commit, but for not doing mitzvah's essay. So that's the concept of Idan Rischa. And whenever there's Idan Rischa, you have to make sure that you're not losing out on positive mitzvahs. Because normally you don't do a positive mitzvah. Okay, you didn't do the mitzvah. You didn't do an Aveira, but you didn't do the mitzvah. So big deal. But Idan Rischa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that I'm angry with Klal Yisrael, so I'm going to be upset with them that they're trying to find legal loopholes to circumvent the mitzvahs. And this is a legal loophole to circumvent the mitzvah. It's legal because it's they're following Chazal, not Sadin as part of Tzitzis, and a Beged that's round is also. Okay, 11. Tein divrei mechlokes atanai menachas gabi itzitzis ma'akev zedze. Right, so there's a famous mechlokes whether itzitzis or ma'akev zedze. In other words, because we know there's a certain amount of tzitzis that we need. We have four strings. Yeah. So the question is, are they ma'akev zedzeh? Can you give me a moment for a second? On Chesem Ralph. And here we have it on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Arba Tzitzis Ma'ak V'Zuzu. Shar Basim Mitzvah Achas. Thank you. No, Menachas. Oh, right. Thank you. See? I appreciate it. SM and Bays, you have a much more kids. Okay. Is that good? I'll cut some now. Here we go. The Mishnah says, Shiva can name menorah, I'll cut some now. The seven branches of the menorah, from Ma'akiv Zedzeh, Shtei Parshias Shemezuzah, Ma'akiv Zuzuzuh, right? You need the Shema Ve'am Shema. Then he says, Dalet Tzitzias Ma'akiv Zuzuzuh, She'ar Basim Mitzvah Achas. It's one mitzvah. So either you have all four strings, or you don't. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Arbasam Arba Mitzvahs. So what are we referring to? Is each one, each, so what is he referring to? You have, is he referring to the amount of strings? Or is he referring to the amount of that you put on each corner? So let's take a look. Let's take a look. So what's the Pasha Pran in the Gemara? Whether the tzitzis are Ma'akvi Zu and Zu? Strings. Strings. In other words, you only have three strings. Whereas when we have four strings and then we becomes eight, because it's big strings and then the four become eight. So he has three. Three that become six. So at least did you do so the shita that holds Ma'akvi Zu and Zu, it's all or nothing. If you don't have four strings, then you have nothing, right? If you only have three strings, that becomes six. There's nothing. The other sheet that says, no, each one is a separate mitzvah. So the Gemara here, okay, so this is going to be a discussion in the Gemara about the tzitzis or makiv zuzu or not. So the Malbim has what to say about it, but I think we should hold off with the Malbim till Monday, because it'll take time. We're going to do Chumash now. So Be'ezus Hashem, what we'll plan to do Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach is on Sunday we'll start the Chazara of the Sunday Shirim, of the Chol HaMoed Shirim. We'll do that Chazara on the Sundays, and then the regular Chazara the rest of the week. So we'll take a 2-minute break now, and then we'll start Chumash.